listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where your success on eBay is our bottom line. Now, here's Griff.
And this segment of our second hour is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You probably remember your eBay learning curve and all the things you wish you'd known when you first started out. Well, Bertie Doolin sure does. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller BDUL8927. That's BDUL8927, all one word, and she's here now to tell us the top 10 things she wished she knew as an eBay newbie. So, Bertie, what's your first tip?
Hi, Griff and Lee. Yes, I have got some great advice here for newcomers. My first tip would be, first of all, that I didn't do was buy a postage scale. And the reason being, if you go through the, print your labels through eBay, you get a discount on your, and save on your shipping costs.
So you want to be able to do the weighing and everything at home. Plus, you want to be able to weigh before you list.
Correct, that too, yes.
What's your second tip?
Saves you a lot of money in the, and my second tip would be, to create store categories and, basically really need to do this before you start growing your inventory, which I learned that once you create your store categories to do the subcategories to be able to have an easier search, and then you'll be able to use that store categories to create sales and the markdown manager.
Bertie and Griff, is there, have they come up with a better way to do this yet? Instead of you're listing something and you realize in the middle of the listing it's something you've never listed before and you have to make a category, you have to leave the listing and go to make the category.
Make the category.
Correct.
Have they changed that yet?
You mean make your eBay store category?
Yeah. You gotta kinda leave
it. I don't think so.
Okay.
I believe you can always just list it in any category and then go make the category and then revise the item. That's one other thing
true.
You could do.
So what's the third thing you wished you knew when you were a newbie?
Keep an inventory. Start from the beginning before you grow your listings. I went from 300 to 1,200. And moving from part-time to full-time, and I didn't realize at that time, whenever you create a new listing, what mainly I do is I do mine for my iPhone because I like it to do it that way. It's quicker.
Sure.
But when you go from a desktop or laptop, there is a SKU box.
Yes.
When you're creating the new listings. And then in there, you can put your bin or your location you have the item and also your cost, all the information that you need for yourself. And it helps in the long run.
Oh, that's cool.
What's your fourth tip? I'm running ahead of you here, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
My fourth tip would be the titles, the keywords make a big difference to make sure that you have the as much good keywords that pertain to your item. Basically, to put your brand name first in the title. So that way it will come up in the eBay search, and I found that it's better. Once I create my new listing, to go into my eBay search and call up my item to make sure that it shows up, since I'm a top-rated seller, make sure that it shows up at the top so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
What's your fifth tip?
My fifth tip would be use listing frames, which I did not learn that way down the road. But what happens when you use listing frames, in order to get to that, you go to Manage My Store, then Marketing Tools, and then you'll see listing frames. And then you do add links to your store pages. Now, for example, what happens is when you create one of these, like I'll do a Mother's Day category one, drop-down box, pick that one. And so whenever somebody sees your listing in the store for one particular item, the different listing frames that you create will show, there'll be like a tab on top that says Mother's Day items, and they can click on that link, and it'll take you to all the items that I have underneath that category.
Yeah.
So do you use listing frames, Griff?
No.
We haven't talked about that on the show before.
Yeah, I don't use them.
No.
Very interesting.
Oh, really?
And where do we find those again?
Okay. Actually, whenever a buyer is looking at one of my items, the tabs will show right on top of kind of like where the description's at. In order to create a listing frame, you go to Manage My Store, Marketing Tools, then you'll see Listing Frames, and then there's different options. It's also how you set up your store category,
okay.
Store look, but there at the bottom, there's a section that says Listing Frames, and you can set up, I think, the max would be the 4 or 5 different tabs that you want to create, and it's called Link to My Stores, and I'll do a Mother's Day one, or I'll do Easter, or children's clothing, or ladies' clothing.
Got it. Thank you.
Sounds cool.
What's the sixth thing you wished you knew?
Okay, would be creating my store billboard. I had a hard time doing my storefront page. The big issue was that your pixels have to be a certain size, which is 1,200 by 270. I found it to be easier with suggestions of people that have told me. I use the, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the Canva app software. It's C-A-N-V-A, and it's very easy to do your store page billboard with that particular app.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then you can size it.
Okay. Your seventh tip?
Seventh tip would be to have a backup printer. So whenever something happens.
We've all been
and you
there.
Can't print your labels, shipping labels. Yes, that would be one.
Yeah, that's an important one.
Do you have one?
I do. I have three, actually.
Do you?
Well, because if you know the one day that you find mm-hmm. that your printer isn't working, believe me, you wish you had set it up. So,
or you're out of ink or something on that particular printer, so
there you
have
go.
It on the other one.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. I approve 100%.
I approve this tip. What's your eighth tip?
My eighth tip would be promoted. I promote all my listings through social media. Basically, by that I'm saying like Facebook to create a business account,
mm-hmm.
and also on Instagram I created a business account, and like on Facebook I can create a shop now tab
mm-hmm.
where it will take the people to my store.
Cool.
That's very, very cool. So we're speaking with a top rated seller known on eBay as BDUL8927, and her name is Birdie Doolin. Birdie, where do you live?
I live in New Iberia, Louisiana, basically Cajun country, about the big town of Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, I know Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good little town. Great music in that town.
Oh, yes, yeah. And great food.
The
great
Bluegrass
food.
Hall of Fame, I think, isn't that?
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I know. So what is the ninth thing you wish you knew when you were a newbie?
The ninth thing would be, which was probably the best thing that has ever happened to me since I started trying to go full-time with eBay, is I joined a eBay face group. And currently, I'm not sure if I can say who I'm with.
Sure,
but,
you can.
Yeah, sure.
Kathy Carroll has helped me tremendously in learning to grow my business, and all the other ones that are attached as administrative to that Facebook group have questions. They answer. They give us guidance. They come out and tell us all the new rules that's coming through, like, say, the spring update. So that has helped me a lot.
Well, you know, we had Kathy Terrell on the show earlier
yeah,
today.
Yeah, she's just
we
on.
Love Kathy.
She's
yes,
one smart cookie. She's very smart.
She is,
yeah.
Definitely. So what's your 10th tip?
My 10th tip would be basically one of the new things that has come out to make sure, like me, I always do my listings on my iPhone. There is now a mobile-friendly tab that is actually on your, if you go to the eBay website,
mm-hmm.
that you can click on just to check my listings once it's done, or if I, and I also have to make sure that it is a font size 14 so that it'd be good for the Google search.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I'll go back and call up my listing, say later on my desktop and check everything, make sure everything's correct.
So it's size 14 font is the font that's a font of the day now?
Yes.
And you do all your listings on your cell phone?
Yes.
Well, wow. Griff, this is what we, 3 years ago we said someday people are going to be doing all their listings on the cell phone, and she's there.
Birdie's living
the dream. It is so quick, and I just wish there would be some new updates that we could do more on the mobile app. Yeah,
I've put in a list of requested features from both sellers who've asked me and myself. One of the reasons why I don't use mobile for listing is it's missing a few key features that I really enjoy. But, you know, they'll be there someday.
Mm-hmm.
So give her a look. She's known on eBay as BDUL8927. Her name's Birdie. Lives in Louisiana, and I bet you you're a good cook, Birdie.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about that, but I do like to list on eBay, I gotta tell you that.
Oh, I bet you're
she'd rather list
cook
on eBay than cook.
Well,
yeah, and my store name is called Bert Steals Pieces.
Bert Steals Pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Birdie, thank you so much. Taught us a lot today.
Thanks, Birdie.
And we're not newbies. Thank you.
Although we act like it sometimes.
Yes.
This segment was brought to
boobies
you by...
we act like.
This is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, seller meetups is teachable moments. Stay tuned for eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need BubbleFest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.